This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. More than 3.2 million people signed a petition asking Governor Polis to change the 110-year sentence for the truck driver who lost his brakes and killed four people in Metro Denver. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
Rogel Aguilera Medeiros was sentenced earlier this week to a term that most people convicted of serious murder charges don't get. The judge said he didn't have much of a choice in the matter, given Colorado's sentencing structure. And some lawmakers and advocates say this is something they will likely take up this legislative session. A spokesman for Polis said on Friday the governor would need to see a formal application for clemency in order to do anything with the trucker's case. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Tomorrow night's game is the first of four Colorado Avalanche hockey matches postponed until after Christmas due to a COVID outbreak. At least five players have the virus. One of the highest elevation tourist trains in the country is running for the first time during the holidays. The Leadville Railroad usually operates in summer. Kirsten Ayers works for the railroad.
The amazing thing about Leadville is we've always had railroads in our history. We, at one point, had three different railroads vying to get to Leadville.
The railroad takes passengers through the mountains in heated cars on tracks that reach nearly 11,000 feet above sea level. Lower elevations tonight. We'll see lows around 15 degrees. It's going to get below zero in the mountains with decreasing clouds. Currently, it is 21 degrees in Vail, and it's 37 in Denver. This is CPR News.